Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you today with peace and love all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, y'all. Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. A lot of you heard us last night. We were on live here from the Atlanta Marriott Gateway, and we're just so grateful. And today we're here for the Top Gun launching here in Atlanta with Robert Dean, also the CEO. You were here too as well of North American Power. Also, my station manager and brother is here, Caleb Foster of 1440 AM WDRJ. And we're gonna take you into the right now into the meeting that's going on pretty much all day today. And so, but we've been having a great time here, a great time on last night. I want to give a shout out to all of you in Africa that is listening in right now, to those of you that's in Italy, those that's tuning in now in Greece, wherever you may be listening in at, we just want to say God bless you on today. And now we're going to take you live into the conference room of this great Top Gun launching on today. So, pictures will be taken, posted up. We will do that today. I will make sure I do that today. But all of you here in America that's listening and everyone that's tuning in, we just thank you. For those that's trying to tune in, we're going to post up the link in just a minute. So, we're coming in. I'm out of breath. Caleb, slow it down. My God, you working the food up in me, shaking up. We just had breakfast, y'all, but we thank you for tuning in now. So you might hear a little of the music going on right now. So we're just grateful right now. So
let me hear you say, ooh. Hey, come on, y'all. Ooh. Hey.
you stop drinking. And as a puff on deck, rock a mic. Uh-oh, I pray skin rips. Find a honey just to dip it in. Slam some kids, kick it, flip it, and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Who that's it? Come on, whoop. There it is, I'm done.
Leaving on today, checkout is at 12 noon, okay? Those are two main things I had to make sure that I didn't forget. Another housekeeping, if you would, take out your cell phone. Let's go ahead and put them on silent. Or better yet, just turn them off. You came here to get trained and get the very best information possible. You don't want anyone to interrupt this moment. So I'm going to give you about 35 seconds to double-check your phone. Just look at it anyway. Look at it. Make sure that it's on silent. It wouldn't hurt. Okay, I have the extreme pleasure of introducing to you guys the man of the hour, well, hours, who is going to lay down a rock-solid foundation for you guys to get out here and be kings and queens in North American power. Are you ready? All right. He knows 150% of the facts about this industry. You guys know he is a global icon in the industry of network marketing. People have paid hundreds and thousands of dollars to be trained by this gentleman, and you guys had the opportunity to come to Atlanta and be trained for $19.50. So you definitely want to take advantage of all the information that he's going to share with you guys. You know that he's documented. I don't have to go on and on. He's got a hard goal. Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet and help me bring to the front of the room Mr. Ron Mikey.
Everybody give it up for DJ Mike. All right, how are we feeling this morning? Look, before I get started, a young lady here that just introduced me, I have deep, utmost respect. Matter of fact, she's our number one producer right now in our whole team. So if anybody deserves a round of applause, everybody gets Miss Toya Chin. Give her a round of applause. All right. Man, so how are we doing this morning? All right, before we get started here, I want you to look to the person on your left or the person on your right. I want you to shake their hand and say, I'm highly blessed and highly favored. All right, give yourself a round of applause, okay? Now, what I want to do here, we're going to open up this morning right into training, okay? Because what I want everybody to understand is that this whole event, as I was explaining to a young lady that came in here earlier, that when you guys leave here today, literally, you would not even need your upline, okay? Now, not saying that you don't need them, but you won't have to need them. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why, okay? If we're going to create this vision of 500 millionaires, if we're going to create a vision where we're going to have 1 million people on America win, it's going to take 500 independent people to do that, okay? Everybody can't stay home with mom and dad their whole life. Is everybody with on that, okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? At some point, you got to go out here and make it happen. You got to stop talking about it and start doing it. So today, I want to make sure that you guys are properly and professionally equipped and trained with all the knowledge you're going to need, okay, to go out here and build this business and at the same time put you in a position so at the next convention, when you got a lot of people on your team there, okay, you'll be up there doing some of the training. Is everybody with me on that, okay? And as we get bigger and bigger and pack out the Georgia Dome and all this kind of stuff, then you got people on your 30th level doing training. Does that make sense? Okay? But the key thing is, I want everybody to understand, at some point, you're going to have to jump out this nest and go out here and build this business. Okay? And remember last night, we talked about everything starts with you. You are the engine. Okay? And guess what? If the engine don't work, I don't care how pretty the car is. I don't care how nice the keychain looks. I don't care what kind of rims you got. It ain't going nowhere. Who would agree that, right? So I want everybody to understand, you're the engine, okay? You're the most important part of that vehicle that we talked about last night. And you need to really take that to heart and understand that is a fact. Is everybody with on that, okay? So let's talk about the mechanics of building our business, okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. When you get started in any business, I don't care what it is, you got different stages of learning, okay? You got what we call unconscious and confident, okay? Now, what this means is that you don't know what you don't know, okay? Now, there's a lot of people think they know everything. Let me share a secret with you guys. Most people that are extremely successful, they only know what they're successful in. A lot of people don't know that, okay? Like, if I bring Michael Jordan in here, you know, people go crazy, man, Michael Jordan, you know, da-da-da-da, and go nuts, and then, hey, Michael, you know, my car won't crank. Can you come out here and help me? See what y'all understand? He's an expert in basketball, not a mechanic. Is everybody with on that, okay? But there's a reason why, and a lot of people don't understand this. When you learn and understand what you don't know, now you can be open to learning. See, the reason why most people don't learn that is because they think they know it all. And they say, I don't hear it all, I don't need that. You don't understand, people. You learn by rote over and over and over and over. Just like if you're going to go and plant some grass tomorrow, you can't water the lawn one time and say, all right, it's watered. I soaked it down all day today and never water the lawn again. And that's how a lot of you guys treat training and learning. But what you don't understand is you can never, ever get too much training, especially in your endeavor of your professionalism with this industry, okay? So I don't care how many times you're going to hear something, until you're at a position where you can train that, you need to always understand and be humble, okay, and understand that, hey, I don't know this business, because if I did, I'll be rich in this business. If I really knew this business, I'd be able to help a lot of people make a lot of money and save a lot of lives. So if you haven't did that, and this is a real good market you want to use, if you have never, ever made $100,000 a year in network marketing and helped 10 people make $100,000 a year in network marketing, then you don't know nothing about network marketing. You've just been participating. Everybody with on that, okay? See, a lot of people get mixed up. They think this business is about you getting rich. Because, see, one of the good and the bad is like a blessing and a curse, is that you can position yourself and sit on top of somebody that go to the top and get rich, but you ain't did nothing. You just got positioned. That's why this business is so powerful, is that some of you guys are going to be positioned where you ain't going to need to know no training or nothing, but because you set on somebody that do know the training and that's out here doing it, because I had this happen to me. I was in a company years ago, okay, making $700,000 a month, and there's a guy that was two levels above me, and we'll go to the convention, he have a crowd around him, you know, y'all, you know, Robert is in my group, and da-da-da-da, he got on radio shows, he did TV shows and all this, and he never got past the second rank in the company. Okay? But he made a lot of money because he had people that knew this business, and that's the great thing about network marketing, and that's what I'm trying to get you guys to understand. There's no industry out here better than this, but you need to understand, you don't know what you don't know. Is everybody with on that, right? The next stage of learning is conscious and confident. That means you realize you don't know. Is everybody with on that? See, when you don't know what you don't know, it's pretty rough. But now that you're aware that you don't know, now you're ready to learn. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Then you go to stage three, okay, which is conscious confidence. Okay? This means that you know what you know. Now you know. Okay? Now you know. So you went from you don't know what you don't know to now you know you don't know to now you know. Is everybody with me on that? Now, I want to kind of equate this into driving a manual shift automobile. How many of you have ever drove a manual shift? Okay? Now, you remember when you were first trying to learn how to drive? how you just always want to shake the gear. Who knows if you want to be cool to shake the gear? Okay? Right? Who remember that? That's unconscious incompetence. Then, when you start, you start scratching the clutch and the gear, then now you was aware, hey, I don't know. Now I know I don't know. Let me learn. Let me stop shaking the gear trying to look cool, right? Then you start driving the car. Now guess what? You know what? What you know. Okay, now this is going to blow your mind. You can drive it, but you still got to be thinking. You still worried about if I go up on a hill and I stop, you know. But you know how to drive, but you still ain't comfortable, right? And then you get to what we call unconscious competence. That means it's automatic. That means you driving the car, you putting lipstick on, you on the cell phone, you changing the gears, you got your stomach turned, the steering wheel, all this. Now you got it down. Okay? Now, what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is that these are the different stages of learning. And you need to be aware of that and understand that. Okay? So remember, unconscious incompetence means you don't know what you don't know. Conscious incompetence means now I'm finally aware that, hey, I don't know. Okay? Then conscious competence means now, okay, now I'm starting to do it, but it's not automatic. I haven't mastered it yet. Does it make sense? And then unconscious competence means it's automatic. That's what everybody needs to be. That's what you need to be developing to in this business. Okay? Because guess what? You're going to start off in this business, and this is what kills me in this business. You get people, I don't need to know all that. I know my people. I'm going to bring in a whole lot of people. Then you go out there, and you never sign up nobody. But you done ran your mouth. You watch me. Tell them to break your record. You're doing all this stuff. You're doing more talking about what you're going to do instead of trying to learn what you're going to do. And then you hit the wall, and we're always there to peel you off the wall. We're there. Because we know we're professionals. So we let you, we build your ego up and let you do it. Okay? Because the best lesson is experience. Then a month go by and you didn't even get a fast star bonus. You couldn't even bring 10 people in 1960. But you were running your mouth 30 days ago. Now, this is where the important decision making is to come in, because now, either a lot of times you'll quit because your ego, okay? Or you admit to yourself, hey, I need to learn this thing. Okay? Apparently, I don't know. Is everybody with on that? Right? Okay? And then you start to learn this business. You start to invite people out the proper way. You get one or two people on your team. Then you want to make sure that they're doing the same thing. So now you have conscious company. Okay? Then next thing you know, you're doing your own in-home meeting. You got your own conference calls going. I look on the schedule, and you got a Super Saturday in Backwater, Florida somewhere. Right? And then you start to hit ranks. See, that's where you want to be at. It's unconscious what? Confidence. Does that make sense? Okay? Now, let's look at the mindset. The first thing is that you have to develop a recruiter's mindset and a builder's mentality. You know, I hear people all the time say stuff like, well, you know, Rob, I don't want to recruit. I want to get in the business. No, 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 no. Let me tell you guys a secret. And I learned this from an 85-year-old man years ago. He said, either you're a consumer or you're a seller. Period. Okay? Now, this is what he means about that. Okay? Either you're going to position yourself to be an entrepreneur and build something, or you're just going to always be a consumer and always spending money and wasting time. Is everybody with on that? So you got to understand, guys, you're building something. Do you know in every profession they recruit? A lot of people don't know that. Okay? When you first become a lawyer, you need a client base. You got to make a list and get referrals. You got to start your business. When you're a doctor, just because you came out of school, you want to start your own doctor practice, nobody can let you cut on them and stick stuff in their mouth and everywhere else, okay? You got to start somewhere. See, people don't understand that because people are like, I got to make a list. Yeah, how you think, where do you think you're going to start? You think you just, because you signed up, everybody's going to come to you calling you? Okay? You got to let people know you're in business. So you got to have a recruiter's mindset and a builder's mentality. Number two, after B, recruiting is an all-the-time activity, okay? So you got to start developing yourself to be attractive. You got to learn to start attracting people to you, okay? Write this down. You're going to be bad before you're good and good before you're great, okay? Is everybody with on that? Okay? We build people first. That's how come I invest a lot of money. I put a lot of money on our team. See, people, we put our money where our mouth is. Okay? There's a lot of leaders in network marketing. You don't see them put on events like this, pay tens of thousands of dollars for an event like this and only charge people $19 a cent. Okay? They just keep looking at their reports all the time. When y'all gonna do something? Right? Okay? What I want you guys to understand, people, building people first is extremely important. See, I'm gonna tell you guys the Top Gun philosophy and the reason why we do what we do. See, my goal is not to try to do something real quick to impress the owners and impress people. Hey, y'all, man, we put in 10,000 people in 90 days, and then everybody dead for the rest of their life. We don't do that, okay? We build people first because we understand that this is going to be a long-term project, and we want that unlimited growth year after year after year. But you got to prepare for that, okay? Preparation is key. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, once we start to build people first, then we build huge distribution of networkers, which build volume, which build your residual income. Does that make sense? Okay? Also, I want you guys to stay off the roller coaster ride, which is the mental ride, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And please do not get discouraged by dream fillers and negative people. Now, you remember last night I told y'all a story about the young lady that worked at Chipper Dillard's that put the yams on the syrup, right? I mean, the syrup on the yams, okay? How she knocked somebody out of an opportunity. Okay, so you got to watch these dream stealers, people. They'll creep up and they'll get into your subconscious. You don't even know it until you're out of the business. Okay, and remember, people, you can learn how to do anything you set your mind to if you really want to achieve your goals and dreams. See, I'm saying the philosophy I come from. What I don't know, I'll pay the price to know. Okay, see, a lot of you guys want to be rich, but you want to be a victim. Rob, I can't speak. I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know nobody. I just moved here. I said, give me your phone. I bet you got a lot of people in your cell phone. I bet you ain't got just one person in your cell phone. Okay? See, what I want you guys to understand is that in this business, if you really want to go after your goals and dreams, then you're going to make that commitment and do it. Okay? Let's look at the mental roller coaster ride. This is what I'm talking about. You get started in the business. Last night was awesome. Did Kara do a great job last night?
Yeah.
Give him a round of applause, right? Okay. It was awesome, man. I'm telling you, I was just listening to what people were saying last night as I was walking out of here and stuff. People excited. They jacked out of their mind. I'm in. I'm signing up. I signed up. I got on an iPad and got in. Everybody's all excited. I even had somebody that said, I signed up on a cell phone. I told them I'm not leaving here until I get enrolled, right? They jacked out of their mind. Then guess what happened? They call somebody, try to put them on the call, or they try to invite them out, and they said, no, I'm not interested. Now they're down. Right? This is what we mean by the roller coaster ride. Okay? And then this is what happens to most people. They get distracted by no's, negativity, competition, et cetera. And then this is what kills you right here. 80% of the people quit right here. No goals, no commitment, excuses, et cetera. Okay? Then somebody calls you and say, hey, I heard about North American Power. I saw it on Fox News. Y'all CEO, they interviewed him. I want to sign up. Now you back up here. You see what I'm saying? And see, you started going through this emotional roller coaster ride. This is what I want you guys to understand. You're going to have some good days. You're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some good months. You're going to have some bad months. You're going to have some good years. You're going to have some bad years. Okay? What I want you guys to understand, don't get excited about people. Get excited about production. See, people come in and talk the horn off a village. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You all jacked. You already gone shopping. Okay? And then they just blow out like a flat tire. Then you down, man. I thought this thing was going, you know. You cannot build a business that way, people. You got to understand, you're dealing with people. Some will, some won't, so what next? Okay, some people are going to come in and do a lot, some people not. I want you to write this down. The people you think will, won't. The people you think won't, will. Okay, remember that. It's going to be the person that you don't even think that will come in your organization and go straight to the top. Okay, I remember when I first got started in network marketing, I sat in the back, I had on my FedEx uniform, and then after the meeting, that particular person that was doing the presentation, he told everybody to stick around. He think they're going to be a leader who's going to do this business. So, you know, okay, I stuck around. You know, most everybody had left, okay? And the people that stuck around, these were executives. A lot of these people, they were sharp. You know, they were suited and booted. And, you know, I had on my FedEx uniform. They were talking about, look, I'm going to need to get my own hotel room, and I'm going to blow this thing up. All I need is the presentation. They were doing all the talking. When the guy came up to me, I said, look, I don't know nothing about this business. Okay, I'm a former Marine, okay, and I'm a manager at Fed Express. I said, but I do like the network marketing opportunity because one of the things I came to a realization at that point in my life is I can't rap, I can't sing, my football days is over with, and I didn't have $100,000 invested in the traditional business and lose. So this here was the only option, okay? I said, but I'm willing to learn. I said, I'm a very shy, I will never get up in front of the room, none of that. I said, now, I'm going to do what you tell me to do, but I'm not getting up in front of the room, okay? And guess what? I started the process of developing. I was at every meeting. I went to all the regionals, the nationals. I was on every conference call. And guess what happened? The room here in Atlanta started to get bigger and bigger and bigger with my people. And the guy that was doing the presentation came to me one day and said, well, hold on, Robert, everybody here just spot on your team. You need to be doing the presentation. I was like, no, I'm doing what you tell me to do. I'm three-way in, and I'm putting people in front of the presentation. You keep doing the presentation. The guy said, well, Rob, first of all, you're not on my team. I can't keep doing the presentation. All these people, your people, I'm briefing and training your people. I still want to get up in front of the room. This is a true story. Then they put me in the front of the room with three people that was at a day meeting at 1 o'clock. And I'll never forget, so we split the briefing. And when we split the briefing, we had to edify the next speaker that's going to come up, and I'll never forget. It was only three people in the room. And I was going to bring this guy up named Nate Hines. I'll never forget this. And I didn't know his name because I was so nervous after I did my little piece, so they just let me do a little bit on the company. Now I was like, okay, y'all, let me bring up the next guy. And I didn't know his name, so I'm sweating. And see, back then, we had to wear a suit. I kept at 6 in the morning or 2, you know, at 3, you know, at night or whatever, right? I'm sitting there sweating and sweating and sweating because I didn't know his name. And see, back in the day, we used to say, if Jim Jones can convince 900 people to drink cause of Kool-Aid, I'm quite sure we can get four people that want to sign up. You see what I'm saying? And so I didn't know his name, so I said, everybody bring up Jim Jones. It was so funny because Nate would walk like, you know, and then what we do is, I'm going to give you an example, kind of 4 minutes. So what we do in U.S. Citizen in training, when you introduce the speaker, we always shake hands and do like this, and then I whisper in his ear, sorry. You know what I'm saying? Then he's looking like this, like. Okay. Then we went to Memphis months later, and a guy named Charles Robinson, who was the top RVP in the company at the time, it was 800 people in the room. Okay. Most of the people was on Top Gun team. And I was the one that always carried his bag, come in and set up, do everything. I was always behind the scenes detail person, okay? And then he got real smart. He said, Rob, I need the keys to your car, because we drove up my car. He said, I need the keys to your car. I left something in the car. So in the hotel, I'm sitting over there at the window, and I looked out, and I saw my car going out the parking lot. I'm like, And then this real nice-looking lady came in and said, Robert, I'm talking to you, doing the super. It was a regional. He said, you're doing a regional event. I'm like, what? Oh, my God. I was like, oh, God. Then I was nervous. I kept doing my hand. I was like, Oh, man. And see, back then, we didn't have cell phones. So we were kind of like, hey, man, when you going out, come back on my car. I'm out of there. I think we just had the pages in. And he wasn't answering that. Okay. And so they introduced me. That was the longest walk of my life. I was sitting back there, and they was like, Robert Dean. I didn't see nobody. When I got in the front of the room, I heard, like, the train. I got blind. I almost passed out. I was so wet. Now, this is true story. And then I was, like, 400 pounds. I was so wet that right here with my belt, it was water. Like, I had to push in the water all the way around, and then all around my ankles, in my shoes, it was like, swish. No, I'm serious. Okay? All right? And I was so nervous. And it's amazing. It's going to blow your mind. The first 10 seconds changed my entire life. The first 10 seconds, I don't even know what I said. Everybody came in standing on base. I don't even know what I said. And then I just went right into the presentation. And see, back the whiteboard. And they trained us never wear red in front of the room. Only use black, green, and blue marbles. Black is for the fat. Blue is for healthy people. Green is for money. Just the remodel stuff. Okay? And then they used to teach us to keep the markers in your hands when you walk around. Make sure the top is on them because you need the top off. You go up and try to write, it's dried up. Okay? So it's a lot of little things. We had a lot of pressure on us. See, then y'all just go to a website and let somebody else do the presentation. Then you got a PowerPoint slide. See, it's totally different. The important story is what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is I was a student of the game. And I was willing to go through all the obstacles I had to go through in order to become the person I am today. Okay? It was a big obstacle for me. Okay? It was a real big obstacle. Okay? Being shy, was scared to do a presentation. Okay? I remember my suit back in the day, you know, like people said, man, Rob, you were sharp yesterday and all this. I'm going to tell you something. I got actual video footage. I'm going to play it at our fifth event that we're going to have for Top Gun. I want to show you when I did the briefing back in the day. Well, my suit had iron marks on it because I couldn't afford to go to the dry cleaners, so I was ironing. And then, you know, it had an iron mark on it. And it was shining like I had on, you know. And my suit was so tight, I think that buddy was a, you know. And my shoes was rolled up. You can see whiskers on them. You know what I'm saying? And I remember that. And then I had the box. Now, I'm going to show y'all the pictures. They're going to blow your mind. And I actually got video footage. But what I'm trying to get you guys to understand, you're going to be bad for you good, good for you great. Okay? Don't be on this emotional roller coaster ride. This will kill you. Okay? Have an even keel. Okay? Some people going to do this business, some people not. Some people going to talk a lot of crap. Some people ain't going to talk a lot of stuff and do something. Don't get hyped up in that. Just stay focused on the main thing. Is everybody with on that? Now, this is the key. 20% of the people that become winners, they hang in there and get it done. Okay? And I learned a long time ago, you can never beat the 80-20 rule. 20% of the people are going to do 80% of the work. That's just the way it is. The key is, are you a 20% or are you 80%? Okay? Is everybody with you on that? Okay? Now, these are the three stages of building an organization. You create your team. This is what we're doing now as a Top Gun team. We're creating our team right now. When you create your team, creating your team takes about 18 months of just doing the basics, day in and day out, doing the basics, day in and day out. How many people have watched The Karate Kid? How many people remember? Wax on, wax off. Right? You remember he wanted to just get in and start fighting. He was like, nah, wax on, wax off. Okay? Then retaining your team, this is when you start to duplicate yourself. And then advancing your team, this is when the momentum hits, okay? So I want you guys to understand, I want you to be thinking now, interim, and long-term future. Stop thinking about, you know, your Uncle Joe didn't show up to the meeting yesterday, so then you got to be depressed for 2 weeks. Get off that, okay? Is everybody with on that? Okay? Just remember this right here. Everybody's not going to get in everybody's business. Some people use UPS. Some people use FedEx. Some people use DHL. All on delivered packages, and all the companies are making millions and billions of dollars. See? Does that make sense? So even though we got the best opportunity on the planet, and it only costs $19.50, you're going to still have some people that are going to be like, I got to check with my wife. I need to check with my husband. You need to check with your husband. Like your $26 manicure and pedicure and all that, right? So what I'm trying to get you guys to understand is don't freak out because a lot of people, okay, are hesitating and all that. You got to remember, you're going to be bad for you good and good for you great. You'll get through that. You'll work through that. And after a while, people just start coming to your business, okay, automatic. But you got to go through these learning stages. Is everybody with me on it? Does that make sense? Okay? Now, the way you start off successfully is, number one, you got to make a commitment. You got to make a commitment to your family. You got to make a commitment to your team. You got to make a commitment to the company, okay? That, hey, I'm going to do this business. I'm going to give it a real good 24 months nonstop. Okay? The first thing is you got to decide if you're in or you're out and you have people enrolled on a Malcolm Wynn product. And let me make something clear to everybody. Whether you're in a state that has electricity or not, every single person signs up on American Wind product for $19.50. Okay? Some of the bigger mistakes a lot of you guys are going to make, and some of you are making it right now. Soon as you got somebody up in New York or Philadelphia somewhere where the electric is there, you tell them, oh, you ain't got to come in on American Wind. Just transfer your service. Okay? That's cool if they're just going to be a customer, but I'm going to give you guys a secret. Your first 18 months, you create a team, every single person you look at, you're looking at them as a business partner. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. When I was in a company that I had over 600,000 people, my upline, when I first met him, I said, I'm going to ask him a question. And depending on how long he answers the question, going to let me know if he knows what he's doing and waste my time or whatever. Okay? I said, would you rather have a customer or a rep? He said, a rep. I said, all right, welcome to Top Man. We're going to roll. I'm going to tell you the reason why you want a rep. Because a rep is a customer and a rep that's going to lead you to more customers and a rep. A customer is just going to be on the service. Okay? So you're creating your team. So every single person I look at them as they coming into business. So everybody come in at $19.50 on the American Wind product. Does that make sense? Okay? The next thing. You got to set up your REC party or your PBR. The REC party stands for Renewable Energy Certificate Party. PBR stands for Private Business Reception. Okay? The key thing is all these activities are what we call in-home presentations. Okay? This is the best way to start building that bond belly-to-belly by having your REC party. Now, this is the secret right here because I want everybody to understand this here. You only have to do this one time. And everybody come on your team, they do how many times? One time. Okay? See, if you promote, edify, and really prepare for your rec party, your PBR, okay, you're going to get a few people that's going to enroll. And then you help them do the same thing on top of all the other stuff that we got, conference calls, webinars, regionals, nationals, weekly meetings. But this here is the core. This is the very reason why every company I've been in, I came in and within 36 months, I ran by everybody like it was in reverse. Okay? Because when you got 50 to 100,000 rec parties going on in your organization every single day, no advertisement, no nothing can be there. Because if you got 50,000 rec parties going on per night in your whole entire group, if one person signs up at each party, that's 50,000 people in the system. Is everybody with on that? So you want your whole basis off this. I'm going to tell you another reason why the rec party is important. It gives you opportunity to build a relationship with the person that's presenting at your party. Okay? It also gives you an opportunity to learn how to present. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? And also at the rec party, the way we got it set up, you can read two sheets or you can put in the Top Gun DVD. So now you got areas where people say, I'm still scared to get up and read a sheet of paper. But Robert Dean can't come down here, but I can put the DVD in and have four or five people at my house and let them listen to Robert Dean on the DVD. Does that make sense? See, you ain't got no excuse to having a rec party here, okay? The next thing is you want to make a list. Because remember I said you want to set up your rec party. The problem is when people come in, they don't even set your rec party. You got to set it up first so you can have it. You make a list of everybody that you know. You pique their interest. Okay, the people names on that list, you three-way and invite them to the New G website, the presentation, okay, or do a three-way call, and then you follow up and enroll, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you guys a secret. You remember we talked about last night? I mentioned this a little bit. A lot of you guys come to me all the time and say, Rob, I peaked 15 people a day. I'm peaking. That's good, but that's not impressive to me. What impressed me is how many people did you show the plan to? How many people actually saw the presentation? That's the name of the game. He or she who put the most people in front of a presentation is going to win. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Remember that. Okay? And for the leaders later on in the scene, I'm going to give you a secret to that. Okay? So decide if you're in or you're out. Enroll on American Wind product first because everybody's business partner. Okay? You set up the rec party. And you do this with every single person that comes in your team. Okay? Well, people say, well, I don't want to set up a rec party. Don't you want to get your first check ASAP? Okay? Don't you want to hit the first position in the company ASAP? Okay? Don't you want to follow a Top Gun approval system? See, I want you guys to know a secret. The system is not for you to like, it's for you to get rich. Then when you get rich, you start liking. Is everybody with on that? See, you got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay? The next thing. This is the system. You pique new people interest. They interested. You throw them through what we call the three-way system. You three-way them into the new G website, which we're gonna blow your mind. We're going to introduce that today. Okay? You can three-way them with your upline. The key is you got to learn the power of three-way. Okay? And then you put them into what I call the presentation pool. Okay? You put them in a weekly conference call, a red party, a monthly briefing, a regional, a national. All of these are presentations. Okay? And then when they get into the business, you train them, and then they do the same thing. So it's a continuous cycle. Okay? Wax on, wax off. Okay? Now, this is the thing right here. When you're doing this here, the most important thing in this whole equation is the three-way. The three-way call, the three-way to the new G website. And I'm going to tell you guys a secret. When y'all first get started in this business, you get running, your first 20 people that you enroll, you want to sponsor them, not just sign them up. Okay? You want to make sure that you do a three-way with them. You want to make sure. Now, I'm going to give you guys an example. Now, I signed up a guy the other night. Guess what I did? I gave him a new G website, and it's not even a new one. I said, look, I'm at home now. I want you to go to the site. You at home. I want you to pull up, and I want you to look at the first presentation. I didn't even tell him I was doing the presentation. Okay? Met this guy on Facebook. He looked at the presentation. I sat right down the phone while he listened on his own internet. He said, man, I really like this right here. I really like this. I want to sign you. He said, this is only $19.50. So then I text him my site and my ID number, and he enrolled right then. Okay? See, a lot of you guys say, hey, here go to the site, just go to and check it out, call them when you see it. You know. Them first 20 some people, you want to be on them. You want to be, your follow up has to be key. Does that make sense? Now, let's talk about recruiting and the business cycle. Okay? Now, when you start prospecting, you're going to have warm market. You're going to have cold market, internet marketing, and referrals, okay? Everybody goes into the funnel. Whether you get people on Facebook, whether you get people on, you know, different social communities on the internet, whether you meet people face-to-face, whether somebody refers somebody to you, everybody goes through the funnel, okay? And in the funnel, the first thing is you edify in three-way, which I'm going to teach you how to edify today. Okay, then you invite them to a presentation. Then you follow up and enroll them into the business. Then you make sure they plug in the training. Then you make sure they set up their rec party. And then all their new people do the same thing. It's all the same thing. Is everybody with on that? Regardless of whether you got them off the internet or if you met them at the supermarket or if one of your friends, it doesn't matter. Everybody goes through the same cycle. Edify. Invite them to a presentation, enroll them into the business, training, set up their first rec party, and everybody continues to do the same thing. I don't care how you meet those people, you got to put them through the funnel. Is everybody with me? Does that make sense? Okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. As you start to build your business, this is the most important part of the business, the three-way. Let me give you an example. This is you. This is your prospect. Your prospect trusts you. You know them. But they don't respect your business decision because last week you were selling girdles. The other week you were selling apples. The other week you was in Avon. Last week you were selling and now you're in the energy business. Is everybody with on that? So what you got to learn to do is you got to learn to edify, okay, the new G website, your upline, okay, the conference call. See, you got to learn edification goes for every entity. See, the key is is to build value for somebody outside of you because they're already comfortable with you. Does that make sense? That's like when you invite people out and they don't show up and they say, I'm going to be there. I'm on my way. I'm around the corner, but they never show up. Who knows what I'm talking about, right? Okay? Because you didn't edify. And you didn't do a good job of edifying. Okay? Now, when you edify, now your prospect is going to have respect, and now they're going to go and check out the website. Now they're going to listen to the person that you're going to three-way them with. And what we do is, when we edify in four characteristics. We call them sharks, whales, dolphins, urchins. Okay? A shark is the type of person that's money-motivated. A whale is the type of person that loves to help people. A dolphin is the type of person that loves to have fun, and an urchin is the type of person that's factual. They want to know things. And as you become a professional in this business, what you're going to realize is everybody got all four characteristics, but one of them is their dominant trait, but you don't know which one it is. See, a lot of you guys come up, man, you got to go and see Robert Dean. He's a millionaire. He's going to show you how to make a lot of money, a lot of money, a lot, a lot, a lot of money. But you might be talking to a whale. You just turned them off. Because in their mind, he must really just doing anything to get to the top, and he don't help care about helping people and saving the environment and all this stuff, right? Then you may be talking to a whale, okay, and you're talking about, I mean, you may be talking to a shark, and you're talking about, you understand, Robert Dean is helping the ozone layer, and they, you know, got the mission to millions, they helping all these kids, and a shark looking at you like, have you seen any checks? Have you been to the house? See, that's why you got to learn to edify properly. Okay? Now, watch this right here. Everybody in this room, one of these is your characteristics. All four of these is part of you, but one is your dominant trait. Okay? So when you edify, I'm going to give you an example. Let's say that you're going to edify your upline. Okay? Let's say your upline is Steve Brandt. You're going to edify him. He's going to do a three-way call. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I learned that's the most effective and the best person, I got to give her this credit, the best person that I get on the phone with is Deacon Simmons, okay, and Jerry Montgomery. They're the best edifiers in the whole top 19, okay? Every single person, no, seriously, every single person, when I get on the phone with them, and I had to keep from laughing, I had to mute my phone, right? Because you hear it so much, sometimes you be wondering, are the people really listening to this? And they do. Okay? They can get on the phone, soon she, hey, Robert. And these people been in network marketing, I heard the training. She goes straight by the book. This is a mentor of mine. He knows 100% of the facts. He's making a ton of money. He's helping a whole lot of people. He knows 100%. All he goes straight to every single person. I don't care if they deliver pizza, or if they're a big-time minister, or they're the President Obama. She do the same thing, each and every person. I want to put you on the phone with him. He's on the line right now. Mr. Dean. Mr. Dean did such and such. Okay? Jerry, oh, my God. Sometimes he makes me feel, I've grown a few inches after I got the conference call with him. And I'm talking about, Jerry has put me on the phone with some people. The guy that the other day, Wayne T. Jack, he just bought a $23 million home. Ego all out of whack. When Jerry got through, he was like, Mr. Dean, but you can't make any time. And he called me, had his secretary, and he called me personally. Totally different because he edified. And you guys got to start doing that. See, what y'all do is y'all edify them to us. Rob, y'all got the minister of Zumba, and they coming in, and I'm telling you, you need to dress this way and make sure that Carrie don't have on jeans, and I'm telling you. Why are you edifying them to me? They're not trying to help nobody. They ain't creating no millionaire. See, you guys got it back. See, y'all want us to cater to them. No, 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 no. They cater to us. We got the gold brick. I don't care who they are. I done been with Yvonne Barry. Yvonne have had people that, you know, they almighty this and this. Soon we sit down and do a one-on-one. She was like, oh, my God, they were talking all that stuff, and they just rolled over like a puppy. Because I'm going to tell you something. When people sit down with real people, you ain't got to say a word. Just you talking to me, the person realized this guy know I'm full of crap. And he ain't said a word. Yvonne, right? Big time. Okay? So I want you guys to understand edification is key. And this is how you edify. When you don't pique somebody's interest and they say, yes, I'm interested, you say, look, I've got to tell you this right here. Before I send you to this site, the people that we're involved with, these people are making a ton of money. They're helping a whole lot of people. Okay? They're having a lot of fun doing this business. But most important, they know 100% of the facts. That's why you got to go to the New G Hub. You're going to be blown away. I promise you, you ain't never seen nothing like this in your life. See, when you edify like that, they're going to go to the website. Okay? Or you're going to be able to put them on a phone call. Let's say Yvonne Berry is the upline. What I love about Yvonne Berry, she's with one of the top producing teams in the world. They have created millions, a lot of people making millions of dollars. She knows 100% of the facts about this business. She's having a whole lot of fun, but most important, you know what I love about her? She's taking her time to help a lot of people. I don't want to waste her time. I'm going to see, can we get her on the phone? Does that make sense? See, you got to learn to be a good edifier. I'm going to tell you something. If you master this right here, you couldn't even live long enough to count the money. Seriously, this is the key right here. If you learn how to edify these events, if you learn how to edify, this is the whole piece of the business, people. And I'm going to tell you guys something. And I want you to think about this for a minute. When you look at a person that's money motivated, like some of you guys are sharks. I've had people say, Rob, man, did you drive the Phantom? Right? Okay? See, the sharks, you can tell. I had a guy come up to me. I just did a meeting in Texas for Astrid and them up on the Yvonne. I was out there, and one of the first came up to me and said, you know, I was the one, how much money you keep in your pocket? I said, what? Who are you talking about? He said, well, in Texas, you know, if a person keep money in their pocket, you know, we know that they got a little money in the bank and all this kind of stuff. I said, well, I don't know if you're going to rob me or not. I said, but I don't keep a whole lot of money, but then I just, you know, pull my driver's license out. He said, oh, okay, I see you knotted up. And I didn't know what that means, knotted up. Okay. He said, all right, man, I'm signing up. Sign up. Okay? He was a shark. Okay? So what I'm trying to get you guys to understand, you're going to see these different characteristics. Helping people. I can always tell the well because after the meeting, I always come up told now, the mission's a million. Now, are they really helping these kids? Is the energy we produce, is it actually helping the ozone layer? Because I'm not in it about the money, I don't care about the money. Is Care Bright part of me really care about people? Okay? So you guys got to learn to listen when you're talking to people. And then the Dolphins, they want to know, is Robert Dean single and rich? Is there another rich people in the business? When y'all have y'all, oh, y'all going to have a party in Atlanta? Y'all going to have a party on Saturday night? Okay, are y'all going to talk about the trip? Where y'all going on the trip? See, that's a Dolphin personality. Okay, then the urchin, now the urchin killed me. This is how the urchin is. First of all, when they come to the meeting, I can walk down the hall and see the line. I can say, urchin, urchin, urchin. So they're like this right here. Coming to find something wrong. So the urchin is the type of person when the briefing's over, you got some handouts, something I can read. I need a website. You know, can I Google this? I need some information. Now this is gonna blow your mind. And I did this with a guy down in South Florida. I knew he was an urchin, right? I knew he was gonna ask me this. He was like, so what's the rate? I said, first of all, we don't have electric down in Florida, but let me ask you a question. What's your rate you're paying right now on your electric? I know he didn't know because I don't even know. Nobody knows what their rates are. But as soon as you offer them electricity, everybody, what's the rate? You don't even know how they charge you. And then some of y'all have a stupid attack and you run around with the rate in Chicago. I need the rate. Okay? Because the urchins want to always make something and to find something wrong, and they always want to, they're very careful and all this kind of stuff. And then they use that excuse, well, okay, when I see the rate, then that's when I think I'll enroll. I need to see if it's really going to be a savings.
Sure.
Right? And you can always tell all the urchins because they're going to always find something wrong with the company. I found this on a website. We need to address this issue. Who knows what I'm talking about, right? Okay? So I want you guys to understand. Shark, urchin, dolphin, whale. Making money, helping people, having fun, knows 100% of the facts. You got to learn to be a great edifier. And don't try to assume that you know that a person is a shark. When you edify all four characteristics every single time. Okay? And also, you got to do what we call the drill for skill. Skill for drill. You got to practice. Don't you know that when in sports, don't they practice before they have a game? When singers get ready to sing a producer album, they practice, don't they go to the studio? Okay. You got to learn to go to your own studio and network marketing and start practicing edifying. Okay? Now, I'm saying what I used to do back in the day. When my son was a baby, I used to put him to sleep. I used to watch Robert, pile him up, put him in a pamper. I was sitting right on the couch up. He barely can hold up, and I start edifying until he falls asleep. Right? Some of y'all got pets, dogs, cats. Hey. They all they doing is eating the mess of the house, put them in front of the couch and edify to them. Okay? I'm going to tell you a secret. Take yourself edifying and listen to it on your way to work. You'll be blown away. You're like, hold on, I sound like that. No wonder nobody wants to look at me. Okay? See, so you got to practice. And then when you start doing it, you're going to be bad for you, good for you, great. But you got to understand, you got to become a masterful edifier. If you learn the master edification, people, you are done. Is everybody with on that? Okay? So you got to do what? Edify. Everybody say that. What?
Edify.
You got to do what?
Edify.
What?
Edify.
What?
Edify.
What?
Edify.
You got to edify. Don't you ever invite nobody out to a meeting. Don't you ever put nobody on a website. Don't you ever put nobody on a frontal call unless you do what?
Edify.
Do what? Do what?
Edify.
You got to edify. Don't you ever invite nobody out to a meeting without what?
Edify.
Don't you ever put nobody on a three-way call without what?
Edify.
Don't you ever direct nobody to our website until you what?
Edify.
What?
Edify.
What?
Edify.
You got to edify. Always remember that. Okay? See, that's the key to a true professional in this business. Okay? Is everybody with on that? Okay? The next thing, to give you some information, the new G website, hub site, that's www.thenewg.com. The G stands for generation, the new generation. This is a new generation with Top Gun. We came out in the product industry with juices and all this stuff. Now we done switched to a whole new industry. Okay, we're in the energy game now. So this is Top Gun, the new generation. So our website is called thenewg.com. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why I picked that site name. I want to be real easy for somebody to find the site. I didn't want to have no Top Gun, this, that, EXE, flip back, jump over the waveteam.com. Okay? Something real simple so they can get straight to the website. The key is access to information ASAP. So thenewg.com. You want to make sure that every single person, you direct them to that site. But what do you do first before you do that?
Edify.
You do what?
Edify.
Okay. Also, every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we have a conference call at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We do an opportunity call for the first 10 to 15 minutes, and then we do a training. That number is 646-519-5860, PIN number 0668#. Now, let me stop right here for a minute because I thought I was going to address this. Excuse my language, because I want y'all to look at me as a coach. And you know, when you play on a team, the coach cuss you out, and they do all kinds of stuff, and the spectators don't understand that. Okay, I remember one time I was playing football, the coach grabbed my helmet and checked me down and called me all kinds of stuff and get your foot out there, you do it. My dad jumped over the thing, ready to beat his butt, and all that. That's the coach. We're the same way in this business. I might say something to you, don't get all twisted about who he said he is. You disrespect me, I'm trying to help you get rich. Okay, so look at me as a coach. So now I'm going to get ready to go there. Don't you ever freaking call me and ask me what's the daggone conference call number. Ever call me and keep asking me what is the freaking conference call number. Are you freaking kidding me? What time is it again? I don't answer the call. You return the call. I'm like, Nick, you waste my time. Because you're not serious. How in the world are you going to forget the conference call number? When you get the number, you write it down. You put it in your phone. You have it on your daggone dashboard in your car. You have it in the back pocket. You do not sit around and play games every time. Oh, what's the phone number? What day they got again? Okay? It's on the new G-Hub website as well. Okay? Make sure people... Everybody in this room, don't ever call me asking me for that number. Do not waste my freaking time returning a call about a daggone conference call number. That don't even make sense. How in the world are you going to be serious about your business? That's just like you own McDonald's. You run around calling employees. You got the keys. Okay? I can't open up McDonald's because when you got the keys, where'd I put them at? See, people, y'all got to learn to be business people. Okay? Because I'm letting you know now, I told you last night, after the day, we ain't taking no prisoners and we shooting the wounded. So I don't even want you sneezing around me. Okay? Do not waste my time calling about stuff you can look up on the internet. I don't have time to keep returning everybody a call about a freaking number. Okay, and I have people call me 2 weeks later. You didn't return my call, Mr. Dean. I was trying to call, I couldn't even get on the phone. I didn't have a conference call number. Are you freaking kidding me? Okay? Next thing. The first Monday of each month, we're going to start having a leadership call, okay? Starting Monday after next for August, since we already here now, but we're going to do it Monday after next, and then every month from that forward, every first Monday of each month, you have to be a referring customer hired to get on that call. And don't put people on the call that you know that have not enrolled 5 people. See, a lot of you guys are like, well, they're going to do it. No, they got to prove themselves. Okay? The buck stops right here today, people. Okay? You got to stop baby people. Okay? Because all you're doing is making them weaker. Okay? Every Saturday morning, starting in September, at 10:30 a.m., I got a.m., p.m., at a.m., Latoya, you missed that. Okay? She's young. At 10:30 a.m., we're going to have a webinar that I'll be personally doing every Saturday starting next month. Okay? So, again, these are basic stuff, and I don't want nobody ever calling me about any of this stuff you see up on here. So if you didn't get it, go to the new G. Okay? Another thing, don't call asking me where's the address. We got a calendar on our site. People tell me, you didn't text me the address. I don't know. I'm out here building the freaking business. Okay? I don't know the address. Go to the new G. I don't have internet. Well, go to the library. Okay? You guys got to start getting some business about yourself. Okay? All right, coach is over with. Everybody with me. Okay? Some key points. You must build your belief. You guys got to learn to edify the investment testimony. I'm in $1 million a month opportunity, and all I invest was $19.50. You guys got to start edifying it. Okay? That's a big positive that we got over here. You got to hit different ranks, people, so you can start building your belief. Your team members got to be getting paid, and we're building a culture where recruiting is an all-the-time activity. All-the-time activity. Every time you walk out the door, you got to always be prepared to be recruited. Anybody ever got in my car, you're going to see some North American Power handouts. You're going to see the 2-year progress report. I'm always prepared, okay? When a police officer go out and start to do his job, don't he have to have his little belt on with his gun and his handcuffs? He can't go out and go to work and leave the belly at home and get it to lock up somebody and do this. Oh, crap, right? That's how a lot of you guys build a business. Okay? So you got to always understand, building your belief, people, this is very, very important. Okay? Your investment testimony, ranking advancement, team members getting paid, building a culture where recruiting is all-the-time activity. Also, I want you guys to understand just a few little business etiquette. We're not going to go 100% into that, okay, because we do that on conference calls and so forth, but I do want you to be reminded you got to have what? A good attitude. People, this is key. I don't care what's going on in your life. When you get in front of a prospect and you invite somebody out or you had a presentation like this, I don't care what problems you got, don't frame those problems in our atmosphere. You got a weekly meeting going on in Detroit, and after me come up, people bringing their guests up, everybody excited. You come up there, I got a problem. I didn't get my check last week. And I talked to my upline, but they told me to talk to you. You don't do that at no freaking briefing. And you got new people sitting around, and they're going to be like, oh, she didn't get a check. What? Okay. This is a true story. I was in Cincinnati doing a meeting, and somebody said, Robert, I didn't get my check, da-da-da-da. And they never tell you they put the wrong routing number in the back office. See, they forget to say that kind of stuff. Okay? See, I want you guys to understand, anytime you got a problem, make it private. Do not ever come to our environment and kill our environment with stuff that can be handled privately. Everybody with on that? I don't care what it is. Okay? The next thing. Short on time, people. You inviting your guests out and so forth, make sure that you show up on time. The next thing, when you making banners, signs, videos and stuff, make sure you run everything through North American Power Compliance. Okay? That's very, very key. So you want to be a professional. When we first put the new G website together, the first thing I did was got with Carrie, Greg Breithart, and Brad tells, I gave them our working site so they can look at it in progress and make sure, okay, because we're going to all make mistakes, but you got to let North American Power know what you're doing, okay, when you're putting that stuff in there, because they got to protect their name. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so make sure any signs and banners and stuff, YouTube videos, all this kind of stuff, make sure you run that stuff through North American Power Compliance Department. Is everybody with on that? Okay? The next thing, this is something that I'm going to hit hard today. No cross-line recruiting. Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. Let me tell you what cross-line recruiting is. We have a presentation like this. Somebody invited a guest out, but you knew the guest when you saw him. You might have been best friends with him. But you know that you did not invite them out to this meeting. And don't ever ask no guests this here. Who invited you out? Where they at? Where they from? Because, see, you're going to mess up the Top Gun system. See, if you live in New York and you're going to send somebody to a meeting in Atlanta, you want to make sure that person feels comfortable sending their people to our meeting. Does that make sense? Okay? Okay? Don't you ever tell that person, don't sign up with them up in New York. You here in Atlanta with us. You need to sign up with us. Don't ever do that. I'm going to give you a secret. 99.9% of the time, the people sign up that you're doing all that stuff and ripping your integrity up, they ain't going to do nothing anyway. And now you done messed up your whole integrity, and you know you didn't invite that person out, so don't do that. Just chalk it up as a learning lesson that you need to get on your freaking game and call everybody you know. Does that make sense? Okay? Let me tell you another scenario, okay? You run into somebody out in the street. You pique their interest. Now, hear me out on this. You invite them out to a meeting. They come out to a meeting. They sit down and listen to the presentation. They're ready to sign up. But then they say, oh, yeah, somebody gave me a business card about this. Guess what? That person go with you. See, a lot of y'all run around getting everybody business cards. Hey, I'll teach all these people interest, so they ever come in, they mind. No, it don't work that way. Whoever invites them out and got them to take action to get in the business, that's who they sign up with. If you gave somebody your business card 6 months ago, and you didn't follow up and invite them out and got them to a meeting, but somebody else got them out and you see them, oh, that's what I said. No, it's not. Okay, you need to know that. Is everybody with on that? Okay. People, absolutely no cross-line recruiting. And don't be telling people, I tell you what, don't sign up today. I know they invited you up. Don't sign up. I'm going to call you next week and bring you back out. You need to sign up with me. Don't do that. That's not right. Because, see, it's going to be a time when you want to send somebody somewhere and you're going to want to be treated the same way. I'm going to teach you a lesson. The way you come into the business, the way you're going to go out. Okay? So don't do that, people. Don't even mess with the great area of cross-line recruiting. Okay? It's like bubblegum in your hair. So don't even try to justify it. Because some of you guys see people you know going to come in and bill. And you're like, oh, God, girl, don't sign up with them. I had you on my list. Can't do that, people. Everybody say no cross-line recruiting.
No cross-line recruiting.
No cross-line recruiting.
No cross-line recruiting.
Okay. Because I'm going to tell you a secret. Now, I can't throw you out of North American Power, but you would not be able to participate with Top Gun if you get caught cross-line recruiting. I'm going to be straight with you. We're not going to have it. It's not even something you need to talk about. Is everybody with on that? Because that's a straight up and straight down integrity issue. Okay? Next thing. How do we make our dreams come true? Well, you ever heard the word focus? Follow one course until what? Successful. What most people understand is that you got to understand the power of focus. Okay? Do you know you can take a whole bunch of light and shine in the area and it become what we call a floodlight? It just floods everywhere. You can take that same light and focus it in a very, very effective direction. And now you can create laser surgery. You can burn holes through a piece of paper with the same light. It just focuses me. That's the same thing with you going up to your goals and dreams and trying to attain different things. You got to learn what? Focus. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Now, let's do some network marketing 101. And before we do this, I want everybody to stand. Okay? All right, Mike, can you put on some ushers for me, please? Okay. Everybody stand. Everybody hold your hands up. Hold your hands up high. While you got your hands up, I want you to turn to your left with your hands up in the air. Turn to the left. And I want you to get a purple, good massage on their shoulder.
There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down.
All right, give us a massage now. Just sit down for
there's
a minute.
There's so many ways to love
you. Now, while you give them a massage, everybody, listen to me. While you give them a massage, I want you to do your knees like this. Can we do that now?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Have a lady.
All right.
Close attention to this. You cannot go deep until you don't win wide.
You can't have no grandkids if you ain't had no kids. Right? Okay? So from now on, when we talk about going wide, we talk about you personally enrolling people to the business. Everybody knows Top Gun, our motto is go 10 with American Wins. That means everybody got to enroll 10 people on American Wins. That is your first goal, to you get that knocked out. Is everybody with on that? Okay? That's going what? Wide. Remember, width is profitability. The wider you are, the more people you sponsor, the more money you're going to make, because the more people you got going what? Deep. Is everybody with on that? Okay? People say, Rob, I ain't made no money. When you sign up two people, you only two wide. You ain't got two children. And if they ain't doing that, you ain't got no grandkids, so you ain't going deep. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Now, let's look at this here for a minute, okay? Two keys to sponsor 10 new members ASAP, but your goal is to have five members, five legs, okay? Remember, going wide is the first step in building your weekly check. You got to go wide. You can't get no money if you ain't bringing nobody into business. See, I want you guys to understand, it's not like corporate America where you get paid for seniority. You can be in this business the whole year. If you ain't brought nobody in, you ain't going to get a check. This is business. You get paid for production, not seniority. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Now, this is you. You enroll your first person. You enroll your second one. You enroll your third one, and you just keep enrolling, okay? You go all the way across, and you 10 wide. You went 10 with American Win, okay? Now, this is the whole key to set your business up properly. This is the very reason why every single person that you enroll in this business, you get everybody focusing on bringing 10 people in the business on the American Win product. I don't care if you're in New York or if you're in Backwater, Georgia. It doesn't matter. Every single person enrolled 10 people on American Win. Everybody say, go 10 with American Win.
Go
10 with American Win.
Go
10 with American Win. Everybody go 10 with American Win. Does that make sense? That's with you building your profit. Okay? Now, when you get ready to go deep, depth and security, this is what I want you guys to understand. You can't go deep if you haven't brought nobody into business. So your whole goal is depth and security. That's why the Top Gun system and the way North American Power had a company set up is for you to easily duplicate yourself so you can come in, who bring in some people, who come in, who bring in some people, who come in, and you duplicate yourself. This is how you build your residual income. Is everybody with on that? See? So every time you bring somebody in, you go wide and deep. Wide and what? Deep. Wide and what? Wide and what? Deep. Is everybody with on that? Okay? And this is a model of what you want your group to look like, okay, 6 to 8 months from now. This is the whole key. Now, see, you can bring in, and we're going to talk about this later on, you can bring in as many people as you want going all the way across the wall, but you can stack them up under your five legs. And we're going to talk about that. Okay? But understand, you got to have five good, solid legs. Is everybody with on that? And everybody duplicating that. Okay? So remember, width is what? Profitability. Depth is what?
Security.
Width is what?
Profitability.
Depth is what?
Security.
Width is what?
Profitability.
Depth is what?
Security.
You can't go deep unless you do what?
Go.
You can't go deep unless you do what?
Go.
Everybody got it? Okay? Some do's and don'ts. Okay? First of all negative news goes upline. Don't ever go to your downline with negative stuff. You'll kill your whole group. I don't care if it's your mother. She's up under you, this business. You don't talk negative about nothing. If your mother's in your downline, you do not talk to her about negative in this business, period. If you got issues, go upline. Is everybody with on that? And you do it what? Privately. Now, this is a true story I'm going to tell you guys. I was in Miami, and at the time, I was selling a health nutritional product called Nonagen. Okay? This lady came to the meeting, and she brought a case of something called Zango, and she said it came from our company. She said in China, she said, they sent me the wrong product. They sent me Zango juice in front of everybody. First of all, that was wrong for the brain that there. Second of all, she didn't have all the facts because her daughter ordered that off television from another company. But she just wanted to brain it box that and try to find something wrong. And you got people saying, is they company making Zango juice? Is they doing this? Blah, blah, blah. What's going on? Blah. You see how all that stuff, and she was wrong totally. Okay? So I want you guys to understand all negative goes what? Upline and it's what? Private. It goes what? And it's what? Okay? The next thing. All positive goes what? Downline. Now, this is the key. I don't care if a person's check is $5. You need to praise them and congratulate them. Because what you guys don't understand, anytime you generate a check and it's not from a job, that's good. Because if you can get a check generated in this business from your own business, then you can generate another check. Then you can make that check bigger. Okay? So don't ever say somebody said, man, my check was $100-something a week. That's all. Don't do that. Okay? I remember I went through all that stuff at FedEx. I showed people my checks back in the day. It was $100-something. My man, that ain't enough to fill up the car. I said, but guess what? I got my FedEx check and this check. You don't. Okay? Is everybody with me on that? Okay? Next thing. Never de-edify your Top Gun team member. Don't you ever de-edify a team member. Period. Okay? Is everybody with me on that? Now, I want you guys to understand, since we're teams, okay, we're like sharks and we're like piranhas, but we don't eat on each other. Okay? You'll see a school of piranhas eating each other up. They waiting on you to jump in there. Is everybody with me on that? Okay? Understand that. If you got an issue with somebody, just get them in person and get it aired out, because we're going to always have an environment where we can agree to disagree. Okay? And I want you to write this down. I learned this from a real good mentor of mine. And if I ever do this to you, you know I just want to end the conversation. Okay? He said, Robert, you'd rather be right or rich? He said, don't argue with people. Let them be right. You're going to get rich. So when I'm talking to you, and if you just really don't get my point across, you still argue with me, I'm saying, you know what? You're right. Okay? And don't be my Rob, don't do that to me. No, you're right. You guys got to learn, okay, you don't want to have all kind of confrontations and so forth. And definitely, if anybody do something that you think is not right, just call them and address it with them privately. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay? Don't be all on Facebook. Last night, I was in such and such, and I heard this. And it's all, don't do that. That's why I hate Facebook. Okay? I do. I hate it for that part. I hate it because a lot of times people give the wrong perceptions on there, and people believe that crap when they see it on it. They believe it. Okay? So remember, people, no de-edification of Top Gun team members. That's important. Okay? The next thing, never, ever borrow money from your downline. Now, you can borrow from your upline, but don't call me. Okay? But don't ever borrow money from your downline. Ever. Your downline is always watching you. Okay? That set a bad, bad environment. Even if it's just a dollar, don't ever borrow a single penny from your downline. Ever. See, I'm trying to teach you guys how to build influence and how to become a leader. And there's certain things you just cannot do. Okay? Is everybody with me on that? Okay? The next thing, always phase in what? Phase one, peaking interest. Putting people in front of presentations, doing in-home presentations, inviting people out to the meeting, phase one. Remember we talked about that last night? Because you don't want to be in phase two, three, four, and five, dude. Who know what I'm talking about, right? You always want to stay in phase what? One. Always stay in phase one. Okay? Next thing. Never ever quit your business. Give it a real good what? 24 months. Now, if you know that you didn't give your business a good 24 months, okay, then give it another good 24 months. Okay? Don't play around this business for 24 months and say, it ain't working. And you know you haven't committed. Okay? Give it a real good 24 months. If you're going to do this business 1 hour a day, then make sure you commit to 1 hour a day and do that 1 hour a day. Okay? Is everybody with you on that? That make sense? Okay? Next, we're going to talk about structure, placement for success. Okay? Now, this is what I want everybody to understand. Within your first 2 days, when you enroll a person to this business, their goal, okay, is to bring in 5 people as soon as possible on American Wins, ASAP. Your goal is to help them get their 5 ASAP within the first 2 days. Okay? Because if they get their 5, they just hit what position? They hit what position? Okay? Now, the next 7 days, the first 7 days, you want to make sure they bring in how many people? 10. Okay? Is everybody with on that? 10 people on America Win in their first 7 days. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why you want this to take place. Because now, they got a whole another 3 to 4 weeks to make sure that they get their first check. See, the quicker we get people paid for an investment of $19.50, this is what's going to make your business go through the roof. Okay? Now, there's some things you need to understand about the pay. The ARC bonus pays immediately. The fast ARC bonus may take a week and a whole or something like that. Okay? Don't worry about it. Just keep running. That's why you want to get this stuff in as soon as possible so you can start getting people checks. Does that make sense? Okay? It's very, very important. Okay? The next thing, structure and placement. Your goal is to have 5 driving legs to build a big residual income. Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. As you start to build your business, okay, you go 10 wide, and then you start putting people in your organization. And you look at this is how you know which leg to stack out of your first 10. Let's say you bring in 10 people. You look at your organization. The 5 that you start to stack for the rest of your life until you hit national direct. And understand, sometimes these people at the top may quit. Don't worry about it. Our comp plan rewards you for anybody that hit RV in any level. So it doesn't matter. But this is the key. Now, I want you to look at this for a minute. Because you guys are going to have to start learning to use common sense and stop wasting a lot of your upline time asking no-brainer questions. Some of you guys ask questions like, some of y'all do this business. If I come up to a stop sign, do I go to stop? That's what it says, right? When you look at this business, you know your goal after you don't hit referring customer is to hit director. So you know you need 25 customers each leg. Now you got one leg that got 30 customers in it already, so you know you got 4 other legs that you got to get 25 customers each leg. So when you look at your group, when out of the 4, now this leg got 30 customers. These are the 4 legs. Out of these 4 legs, which one of these distributors got the most customers? Number what? Number 3. They got how many customers? That's the leg you need.
10 seconds.
The one that's the closest to 25 customers. Now, what I mean by driving that leg, this is what I mean by that. You're going to be working with everybody, but this leg you're going to be focused on the most. This leg, you're going to make sure you're doing 3-ways. This leg, you're going to make sure that you're doing the rec part is in this leg for the team. In this leg, if you bring in somebody, you place them in this leg. That's what we mean by driving that leg to have got 25 customers. Now, this is the key. And I'm quite assuming I don't think this out. When you do this business, you got to do this business like an Indy 500 race. You ever seen it when they drop that checker flag, the cars go by, zoom, 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 zoom. And sometimes they had to take a picture to see who hit first. But see, what a lot of you guys are doing is y'all hitting these positions and you dripping into 25. You're like, man, I got one more person that leg to hit. As soon as you get 25, the next week somebody done dropped out and now the leg's back down to 10. Because you're not driving that leg. Okay? You got to get in this leg and make sure that you are doing 3-ways, you making sure you're following up, you doing the rec parties for your team, you making sure that they're on conference calls, all of that. And then anybody you bring into the business, why are you in this leg? You place them in this leg so you can get 25 customers ASAP. Is everybody with on it? Does that make sense? Okay? Now, let's say you got this leg done. Which is going to be the next leg you need to drive and put a lot of your focus on? Number one. Once you get this leg done, which leg you going to need to put your most focus on? Number two. See, I'm going to tell you guys something. The biggest secret to getting to the top of network marketing, people ask me all the time, Rob, you always get to the top. Yeah, because, see, there's a method. Okay? All you need to do is know the structure of the comp plan. Okay? And then follow that structure. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why you want to drive one leg at a time, but you still want to help all your other legs. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say all these legs here, everybody, you're going to help them on Monday and Tuesday. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're going to help the leg that you're driving the most. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, the key is, see, once you get one leg done, that leg is not going to stop. It's going to have more customers. By the time you get all five legs done, the first two legs may be over 100. So you already got two legs done for every direction. Am I right, Victoria? Okay. So this is the key. This is what I want everybody to understand. When you drive these legs, it builds your confidence. I got leg one done. Now I got that leg done. Now I got the next leg done. And then you got to focus on one leg and get it done. But guess what a lot of you guys do? You're trying to get all the legs at the same time. It never happens. And everybody will always be there. I'm going to hit that quick. You said you already have a water. There it is. And then you look at your report next week and everybody fell out. Okay. So I want you guys to understand, people, when you're building this business, okay, you got to drive one leg at a time and get it nailed in the flow done. Don't get out of that leg until it's done, then you get in the next leg, okay? You're helping everybody, but you're putting your main focus on getting that leg done. Now, the only way you can do that is you got to be putting your report every single what? Day, okay? So this is what your group should look like. Okay, after you start to drive it, this is what it should look like. Okay, now you got five legs done. Now you have hit the position of director. Now you want to work on the next position, which is area director. So now you need 100 customers each leg, and then you go back and build a leg that's got the closest to 100. Is everybody with on that? Okay, that's the kind of structure you got to have. And that's the kind of method you got to have when you start building this business, okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. The area director structure is 100 customers, like I said, in each leg. You drive it the same way. I want you guys to understand something. You got to write this down, but the definition of success is the realization of progression towards a worthy ideal. So you got to be realizing progression. This is what keeps you motivated, keeps you going. And on top of that, you have to be an inspiration for your team. Okay? And the only way you're going to be an inspiration for your team, you got to get results. Okay? So a lot of you guys get with your spouse and somebody, look, you need to be behind me on this now. The reason why your spouse is not behind you is because you never get the results. Okay? The reason why your family is not behind you is because you don't be getting the results. See, y'all want everybody to be the bandwagon, be behind you, and you ain't got no results. You got to go out there and prove yourself. Then they'll start getting behind you. Trust me on this right here. When you start making money, you start getting 10, 20, 30,000 a month. Everybody in your family line is like the military. Bam. Just like that. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Oh, I remember in the beginning, I was a no-good father. You a part-time dad. That boy need a haircut. He ain't here. Where you at? This and that. Oh, they put me down. Oh, soon as I bought my dad at Lincoln. Oh, I take the boy to get a haircut. You going to do what you got to do, boy. You going to do what you got to do. Okay? See, because I got what? Results. See, so you got to understand it's a 50-50. And this is important when you enroll your family to the vision of you building this business, but you got to be held accountable and got to get results. And the only way you got to get results is that you got to start doing what we tell you to do over and over, wax on, wax off. Even when you don't feel like doing, who's seen Karate Kid, remember? He was just all that, wax on, I don't understand the purpose, why I got to do this. Then when he started getting into the fight, he understand, he started developing those blocking muscles. Does that make sense? Same way in this business. You got to start developing your peak entry muscles. You got to start developing your presentation muscles. You got to start developing your inspiration muscles. See, you got to develop these muscles. The only way you're going to develop, you got to start doing. Is everybody with on that? Okay? Now, this is what I want you guys, I want everybody to stand. End this session, I want everybody to stand right quick, okay? All right, Mike, can you put Usher back on? Okay. I like Usher because he stay here in Atlanta, okay? Go on ahead. Okay. All right, I'm going to see you now. Everybody waiting on the lesson now. We're going to get it now. See, the first time I did it, you running your mouth, and you're tickling and doing all this stuff. Yes, I'm coaching. You tell you to do that. Everybody raise hands. Maybe I can raise them up. Like you get raw. Raise them up there. Put them up there. All right. Everybody turn to your left. All right, give the person a good massage. Why you give them a good massage? Oh, stop in your knees. There you go. Everybody stop in your knees.
My God.
Drop in your knees. Hey, y'all know how to drop in it. Drop in your knees. There you go. All right. Hold your hands up. Do a 180-degree turn. Give that person a good massage. Keep your knees bending.
This was just like dynamite. Honey, got a booty.
Okay.
Pow.
Give us a good massage now. Put the elbow
over here. Girl, you know I'm loving you. Loving your style. Check. Can you pow?
All right. Put your hands down. Okay, turn down to the front. Keep your legs calm. Okay, legs calm. Alright, we're going to do this again. A little different. Over here, I want y'all to say top gun. Over here, I want you to say make it money. Alright, we're going to start over here first, get it warmed up. Top gun. Louder. Keep it going. Keep it going. Make it money. Louder. Good job. We have an 80% duplication rate. So a lot of y'all hit referring customers, okay? Some of y'all still only got 3 people signed up because you're uncoachable. Some of y'all still rocking. I don't know where they get that from, all right? But we got to keep it going. It's all about technique. Is everybody with on that, okay? Everybody sit down, okay? Now, what I want to do here is I want to bring up a very interesting gentleman that I've been knowing for about the past 16, 17 years of my network marketing career life. This guy actually built the whole back office to accompany my first network marketing company. This guy knows how to build systems, and he also knows how to build in the field and actually hit the top of the company. He actually hit the top of the company and that company as well. That was my first company. This gentleman now is in a very, very important position over here in North American Power. Not only is he a very, very strong business partner of mine, he's a real good friend of mine. I want everybody to give it up, okay, for the president of our whole entire company as far as the back office and so forth. I want everybody to give him a round of applause out of Connecticut. Everybody give up Mr. Brad Tell. Everybody, this is going to be hard for me because I talk with my hands a lot, so we like this. Normally, I don't need a microphone. Can you hear me okay back there without a microphone? You. Okay, thank you, Mr. Dean. I'm sitting back there and with Carrie and John and Serena and Denise and a lot of other leaders and talking about bringing back memories. But I remember meeting Robert years ago and coming and working with him and talking about someone who walked the walk and talked the talk. Did he not walk the walk and talk the talk? Because I made the mistake of coming here one time and I said, let's go roll. We're going to go roll. And we met people throughout the day, three-way meetings and so on and so forth. Then we're going to start doing PBRs at night. I said, great. You know, normally when I was with other leaders in the company, we did a PBR. We did a PBR. Not seven of them. And I'm not kidding. We had a PBR, five, and then six, and then seven, and then eight in one night. We'd literally get done one PBR. Okay, we're gone. Where are we going now? We got 5 minutes to get to the next house. Right there at 7 o'clock. Start at 7 o'clock. Robert, are we done yet? Can we eat yet? No, we're going to the next one. And Robert used to say that he liked rolling with me better because I like junk food. And Robert liked junk food at the time. We'd stop and get Twinkies and cupcakes and chocolate milk. If he was rolling with John, he'd get salad. Salad. I like rolling with Brad better. He likes my kind of food, right? Now he likes more John's food now. And I still like the junk food. But I got the utmost respect for him because he was a man of his word. And he did the business like he's teaching all of us to do the business. Does that make sense? And we're so blessed to have a part of this company. And I'm so proud to call my friend. Please give it back up to Mr. Robert Dean. And I'm not going to take much of your time, which for me a lot of time rolls into a lot of time because there's just a lot to say. But can I be honest with everyone today? Perfectly honest? Hold no punches? My partners are cringing at the back. But I just want to share some things with you that you don't know until, like Robert explained, unconscious and competent, because you don't know, right? And I've been blessed in this industry for many years. I've been a part of the fastest-growing Inc. 500, 17th fastest and 22nd fastest. Pretty good, wouldn't you say? Our company's received a $15 million bonus check, $18 million bonus check, and a $150 million bonus check when Quest was LCI was bought by Quest. Pretty substantial, right? But I'm also the same guy that had 6 pages front and back negative credit report. 6 pages! Repossession, slow pay, so it was like a rap song. Can anyone relate to me? Anyone been there? And I didn't know my credit was that bad until I wanted to buy a house. There was a gentleman that joined our business in Detroit, Michigan, big mortgage broker, and I called him up. I said, we want to support people in our business, right? If you do paintings or you're a wallpaper and you're in my business, and if I need wallpaper done, I'm going to use you, right? So I called him and I said, John, I want to buy a house. He said, well, come to my office. I sat there with my wife and I gave him my social security number, and 5 minutes later he's walking back with all these papers, and I nudged my wife. Look at all the papers he got. That must be good. And he sits down and he's laughing. He says, this can't be true. He goes, you got to repossess this, slow pay, credit card, turn it over. They just recite all of them. He laughed. He said, Brad, come back and see me when you're real. And me and my wife left, you know, with our tail between our legs, no pun intended, because that's my last name. Okay? And I called him back 6 months later. I said, John, this is Brad Taylor. Remember me? He says, Brad, I'll never forget you. I said, I think I'm real. And he says, okay, give me your toast. Gave me my toast. He comes back on the phone about 5 minutes later. He says, come to my office. I said, no, John, you come to my office. Because when I called him the first time, we were in a 900-square-foot office. We literally had people trampling on each other. It was the most ineffective, inefficient company you ever seen in your entire life. When he came back, My office was literally as big as this area here, and I'll never forget this. My executive assistant let him in, and he gets in the door and says, "I'm in." I said, "What do you mean you're in?" He says, "I'm in." I said, "What are you in? My office?" He says, "No, I'm in. I don't care what you're doing. No one goes from where you were 6 months ago to where you are now without doing something." He says, "I don't care if you're selling drugs. I'm in." I said, "No. John, we're not going to be selling drugs. Let me take the first tour and show you the other 500 people on the other side of that wall. Does that make sense?" And I share that story with you to let you know where you're sitting today. Because I've seen and done a lot of things. I've never, ever, like Mr. Breitbart, when he saw the retail energy business, seen anything like it. And if you guys, I just implore you, if you could see what I see and sit at my desk for a week, you would have no doubt what you have in your picture. I feel like a babbling idiot up here a lot of times because I just go, Frank, call me. I can't put it into words. And I've done and seen a lot. And for me not to be able to comprehend the numbers that you're going to see later on with Mr. Casino, does the comp plan, where you're sitting, it doesn't happen every day. And I'll say this, and I don't want you to think that I'm naive or cocky. When I say we have no competition, we don't have any competition. I'm kidding. Because there's some pitfalls in this industry that you may not know. I want to say 100%, but I'm going to say 99.9% of our so-called competition has a major flaw. And I didn't realize this until I was 3 years into my first company, ACN. Like Tony and Mike Krupas, many of you may know that company, and they've got your start of that company, are my brother-in-law. And when we kicked that company off, we didn't have any money. We went up and down. Remember when Robert said, don't ever borrow money from your downline? You know what we had to do twice in the company, that history? We had to imagine it. Sheree, imagine being on a national conference call and me saying this to you and all the other leaders. I got good news and bad news. The good news is we're growing. We're finally getting some stability. We recruited a young man out here in Atlanta, Del Dino, who's starting to blow up. Good news. Bad news is we can't afford to pay you. So could we borrow money from all of you to pay everyone else in your group? Can you imagine having that? Wait a minute, Brad. You want me to loan you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 so that you can turn around and pay my people? Yeah. Right? True story. When you look at when we found out, when I was the vice president of operations, my job, when I found 90% of the people that joined our company didn't make our money back, I remember we were having a management meeting, and I ran in and I said, guys, you're not going to believe this. You realize that 90% of the people that join our company don't make their money back? They all looked at me and said, so, if 90% aren't making their money back, it's impossible to stay in growth, right? It's a numbers game, right? Robert said, he or she has most customers wins, right? So I didn't even stay for that meeting. I went and looked at every other company out there that is public that has to disclose that information for 2 weeks. I came back 2 weeks later and said, good news and bad news. The good news is we're not scammed. Bad news is all of us are. There's never been a company or individual that's been able to sustain growth month after month, year after year. Ever. If they're charging a fee. Make sense? Right? $200, $300, $400, $500 fee does not work. Works because it's a numbers game, right? A low investment opportunity. You can sustain growth. Does that make sense? And I'll share this with you as well. When you get to really love our marketing plan and it really clicks, and that may take a while, but is that okay? Can you earn while you learn? There's RDs, ADs, and stuff in our company that still don't understand how the company works. Is that okay? If you get paid on time and it's accurate, right? You need to know exactly how it came. Can you work on that? Can you learn that, right? And I'll never forget this. I had a young lady who used to come in my office on the 15th of every month, which was residual day. That's an exciting time, isn't it, Robert? Sharia, you like the 15th of the month? It's normally an exciting time. And I'll never forget this. She came into my office every single month, and she used to say, Brad, how much money did I miss by not being at the top position, RVP, this month? Deb, I don't want to tell you. Just tell me. And I would turn it, look at her group and figured out you lost 15 grand. She'd storm up the room. Next month, she'd come back again. Brad, how much did I miss this? By not being at the top position? Maybe I don't want to tell you. Just tell me. 25 grand. Well, this went on for 4 or 5 months. Do you know why companies put Infinity Pay at the top position? Because less than 0.5% are going to make it to the top. And if I don't have to pay on the entire organization, on 99.9% of my company, how am I doing as an owner? You know why we put it at the first earned, real earned position, area director at third position? You know why we put it there? Because everyone can earn it. Does that make sense? You really have to grasp that. That's the difference of someone making $100 a month with us and $25 a month residual with any other company. And Robert hit it on the head the other day. You help 1,000 people in your group make $100 a month residually, you have more money than you know what to do with. 1,000 people making $100 a month. Can everyone do that? Residually, you have more money than you know what to do with. But she used to come into my office every month to find out how much she lost. Finally, hallelujah, she made it to the top. Her check went from 25 grand to $75,000 a month. Is that exciting? Built a 15,000 square foot home, retired her husband, who was a vice president of Chrysler, one of the top vice presidents, so he's probably making $200,000 to $300,000 a year, right? Life was good. 3 or 4 months later, this was in the check days, because this is in the fancy debit card days and the direct deposit days, she got a physical check in the mail, which is pretty cool. It's nice bringing a $75,000 check to the bank every month, right? And she was shaking, and she was white as a ghost, and she was stuttering. I think there's something wrong, and she doesn't stutter, right? I think there's something wrong with the computer. And I knew there was nothing wrong with the computer because the people that were making $350,000 a month would have been the first people to call me, right, if there was something wrong with the computer, right? And they didn't call. So I said, well, I don't think so, Debbie, but let me see. And I spun my monitor, one of my monitors around, and we looked at this together. I said, no, there's nothing wrong. She said, well, why'd my check go to 25 grand? I said, because you promoted an RVP in your group out last month. Yeah? So I said, well, you see this little asterisk at the bottom of the compensation plan? It says if anyone else makes it to your top position, your Infinity Pay is cut from 0.5% to 0.25%, and God forbid that double asterisk happens, you promote another one, I need to cut it altogether. Well, that's not fair. I know. That's why we put it into the fine print. Just to be clear, I didn't write that compensation plan. I want you to understand that, right? But isn't that the stupidest thing you've ever heard? 99.9% of our so-called competition have that flaw in their marketing plan. So if you're making 100 grand a month, and someone in your group comes up and earns your rank or higher, and they cut your pay to down to 25, do you really like that person? Let's be honest, right? We're going to be honest here? No, you want to leave the briefing early, cut the brake lines, and hope they die on the way home, right? Right? Is that not the stupidest concept you've ever heard? You know what's different about our plan? Not only do you get Infinity Pay here, you can never get cut out of it. When that really clicks in, you guys, when you really grasp that, so, wait a minute. So if I'm lucky enough to recruit Robert Dean, the more money he makes, the more money I make? Yep. Forever? Uh-huh. I can never get cut out of it? Nope. And when he starts building his Infinity Code, we've got a second level Infinity Code that's the same as the first. While he's building his Infinity Pay, he's also building my second level Infinity Pay. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, when you get that, yeah, give it up for Mr. John Cassino. When that, yeah. So when he teaches you to find someone better than you, you really want to find someone better than you. Does that make sense? Right? When you see the little idiosyncrasies in our marketing plan, like a lot of people don't understand this, when they see two levels, they say, well, okay, if I bring Robert in, Robert becomes an area director, and he brings Yvonne in, and she becomes an area director, that's my two levels I'm cut out, right? You can have 1,700 steps. Hear me. 1,700 ADs in a row in your AD code and never get cut out of it. 80. Are you starting to get it? You guys, ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen this before, ever.
We're getting ready next month to launch energy and some new energy footprint, electric and gas in New York next week. And we've got another added surprise. Hold on to take your business to the next level. All I can say, if you think the opportunity now is attractive, wait until the end of next week. And then we got another little twist coming down the pipeline, you guys. It's game over. It's absolutely game over. And here's what I hope you understand from my talk, and I'm wrapping it up, is you've got to understand where you're sitting on the ground floor of a company, because it only happens once, everyone. This is your time, my time, our time to shine. Does that make sense? I say this every time Mr. Breitbart's here, and I said this when I first met him. I'll give you 3 to 5 years of my life, and then I'm done. Done. You'll never see me again. I said, well, wait a minute. Because I should have been retired 15 years ago with the first company, and then the second company, right, taking that public. I should have been long gone. I want to be a stay-at-home dad. I want to take my children to school, ballet, right, hockey, and I, quite frankly, never want to get out of my pajamas. I want to be Hugh Hefner. Never get out of my pajamas again, right? I'm being honest. And I backed up. I said, wait a minute. You'll see me again. You'll see me at the once-a-year international convention. Hear me when I say that, international convention. I'll show up on my 150-foot sunseeker, hug and kiss everyone, and I'll just float off into the sunset. Right? That's where you're sitting with our company. There's 8 or 9 countries out there right now, you guys, just to get a vision, and that's what I'm saying, you really need to get this, that are eating renewable energy certificates like they're candy. Why? Because it's the right thing to do, right? Build jobs in their country, get off foreign oil, right? Right? And plant in. Is that not noble causes? Right? What's going to happen when little old North American power rolls in there selling the same thing that they're already buying and put the income opportunity behind it? Who wants to own a country? Right? And you got to understand this because I love my family, and I know this recording. Rob, please don't send it to anyone on the Dale family. But dumb as rocks. Now, just give you an example. We're going to open up Canada, right, my first company. I'm Canadian. I'm a U.S. now because I'm a dual citizen. I had to become a U.S. citizen to take a company public. You have to be a U.S. citizen, right, if you're one of the officers. So we're opening up Canada. We're successful now. We're not Brad in a 900-square-foot home driving a 1979 Chevy Chevette, right? The 6 pages negative credit report. It's a different Brad, right? It's like a different Robert Dean. And we're going into Canada. I said, guys, I'm moving my family there anyway. I got to open up operations in Canada because you have to have a physical office there for MLM. It can't just be a satellite office. You've got to have physical rep support, customer service, so on and so forth. I'm giving you the keys to my. I call my nephew. I said, David, this is Uncle Brad. Hi, how are you? We're coming into Canada. It's $499 to join that opportunity. You don't have to pay. Anybody you bring doesn't have to pay. I'll build Canada underneath you. Are you in? Let me think about it. Call you back. I come home a week or two later. My wife meets me at the front door, which is never a good sign, right? She's right there. We open the door. Uh-oh, what did I do? Right? So what's the matter? And she's got a concerning look on her face. She says, we got an urgent message on the answer machine. You better go listen. I'm going, I'm thinking the worst, right? Someone died or sick, right? Because she can't even tell. It's not a money issue because she saw the repossession, slow pay, right? We're over through that, right? That didn't faze her anymore, right? What house is going to now, Brad? I don't know. Let's go, right? So I knew it wasn't that. I knew it wasn't financial. I go and I hit play and my nephew said, hi, Uncle Brad. We had a meeting, more like an intervention in Canada, and we thought about your offer, but thanks, but no thanks. And I started to laugh. You know, I went to the fridge, grabbed a beer, and I walked upstairs, and I'm laughing. My wife says, isn't that offensive? Doesn't that make you mad? I said, no, that's the stupidest message I've ever heard. Right? He's an unemployed carpenter. My sister's an unemployed nurse. Okay? They use my boats. They use my jet skis. Things. They use my limousine. I'm giving them the key to Canada, and they say, thanks for no thanks. Is that not stupid? Right? Love them. Love my family. I support three of them financially, and they think, so what? Some will, some won't, so what next? Right? All I can tell you here is do not take this moment in time for granted. I don't know who got you here. I didn't know in my early on when things happened with my previous company why things happened. You know, I prayed to God and went, why me? I'm not a bad guy, right? I've been married three times. I picked the wrong person twice, right? Only for it to happen again 4 years later, again, I said, God, why me? I didn't understand. Anyone ever prayed God said, why me? Right? I didn't know his plan. I know now why. When I met North American Power and Carrie Breitbart, if I would have stayed with those two companies, I would not be here positioned to be the biggest company in network marketing history. Not because John's a better trainer than him and Robin, I'm a better operations guy than him. It's because it makes sense, right? And there's no gotcha. You keep all the good, get rid of the bad, it's a done deal. Does that make sense? And here's what you have to understand as a leader of your team, because this impacts me greatly early on. I'm a network marketer. You guys know that, right? I do the same thing you do. I sit behind a desk making sure your commissions are fine and stuff, but guess what I do when I'm not behind my desk? I'm calling my cohorts in this industry saying they should come over to North American Power, right? And I was at an event one time in Denver, Colorado, in my first network marketer, NSA. Anyone remember NSA water filters? And I just quit my job as an engineer in an oil refinery because I started making the same in my homemade business as I was doing that. And I'd rather dress in suits than as an overall, than, right? So I was at their convention that I couldn't afford to get. I was only making $4,000, $5,000 a month, but that, instead of having to go to work, was pretty good, right? And I called the home office. Actually, I called my wife that was still home and couldn't afford to come with them. So 12 of us drove out in an RV, and I said, is my check there? Nope. So I waited the next day, called, honey, is the check there? Because that paid our bills, right? I needed that. I needed that to pay for the hotel room that I was in Denver, right? No. So I called the home office, and I said, this is Brad Tails. Here's my rough ID. Can you tell me where my check is? Yeah, let me pull you up. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Tails. You didn't get a check this month. What do you mean they didn't get a check this month? You were $60 short on your personal volume. You didn't qualify for your check. Yeah, but I had extra volume from last month, and that's supposed to carry over. One thing led to another, I didn't understand the marketing plan. I thought I did, but I didn't, right? They were right that all that volume didn't call over and I was $60 short. I said, okay, that's fine. I'll buy a $60 water filter to get me my $3,500 check or $4,500, right? Wouldn't you? Say, let me spend $60 to give me my $4,500, right? Oh, I'm sorry, that month was closed out yesterday. No, you don't understand. I'm at your national convention. That's my full-time income. I'm sorry, Mr. Tails, click. I started to cry in front of talking about not bringing negativity or doubt. My whole downline's there, and I'm crying on the floor of our convention. What, Brad, what's the matter? Nothing. Oh, no, something's really mad. No. I had to make stuff up, told my wife was having an affair. I don't know. Can't tell them they didn't give me my check, right? Here's what you have to understand. Because of that moment in time, that'll never happen to you at North America Power if you're building a team. Our job, your job is hard enough to have to worry about calling in and I didn't get my check or life happens. How many people understand life happens, right? If someone starts your business and something happens and they're in the hospital for 2 weeks and their fast start time is by the time they get out of the hospital or whatever happens, they call up and say, can you make an exception? I sponsored Deka, great person, but she had to spend the next 2 weeks in the hospital. She got pneumonia. Can we reset her fast start so that she gets 30 days? It's not fair. You know, she got sick. No problem. And it's those little things. If you don't have to worry about those little things, does it make your job easier? Right? So I just want you to understand here where you're sitting because it's very important that you don't take this moment in time lightly because we will. You're here in a room of 200 people now, 250, 300 people. 6 months from now, if you don't get involved now and take it for all it's worth, you're going to see that we're going to haunt you like a ghost. We will. You'll see us on the cover of Success, whatever it is. You'll come in, there'll be 5,000 people in the thing. And I'll go, I remember that guy in the fat guy in the black suit and the pink tie, right? I saw that 6 months ago. And you may be with a new person or what have you. The person's going, oh, you're going to get involved now, right? Because there's 5,000 people here. There's people making great amounts of money. You think they're in then, right? They're so disappointed. You're so disappointed with yourself that you walked away from this 6 months ago that you can't get over your inner self going, right? Only to see us a year from now with 50,000 people in a stadium, and we will put 50,000 people in a stadium because we've done it before in a lesser opportunity. Does that make sense? That charge money. So can we do it in a no-risk, no-investment, or low-risk opportunity? Absolutely. Only for them to get blown out again. And I'll tell you this. Robert hit it on the head last night. We're coming to Georgia. And I was talking to someone the other day who was the CEO of a company, and I thought they were smart until they said this. They said, we're coming to a town near you. It's only a matter of time until we find the right leader in that area to open it out like Robert and his team's done in Georgia, right? And when we do, would you rather get started that day, or would you rather have 1,000 people on the streets when we come there? He said, I would rather get started then. I just shook my head and said, walked away and said, you're a moron. Right? Didn't say that to him, but that's what I was thinking, right? Do you know, and I said this to Sharia. Sharia, stand up in the back, would you please? Give it up to Ms. Sharia Bonds, regional director. Sharia, how many people do you have in your group? 10,000 people. With our Mission the Million campaign, do you know that because she decided to do something, we're donating $10,000 a month on her and her group's behalf every single month to the charities that they choose. Is that pretty good? That's $120,000 she's responsible for, right? But I remember when we were launched in Chicago. We were out there for American Win for a couple months, right? We were supposed to launch in July and August, and people were getting frustrated. Were they getting frustrated that they weren't there yet? And it clicked on a November night. I remember like it was yesterday. I said, guys, you realize that when we come here for energy, let's just say again, I know we promised it would be in July and August, but things happen. It's November. We're still not here, but we are coming. We're not abandoning you guys. That when we come here, would you rather have 1,000 people in your group, Sheree, or would you rather have 2,000 or 3,000 people in your group? 10,000. Because when we come, we're going to turn back fast start. And there's going to be people in this audience that will earn $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week the week after we get there in a no-risk, no-investment opportunity. And people finally caught it and said, I get it. Postpone it. I don't care if you ever get here. Right? But sure enough, we launched January 24th. And not only were there people making $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week in a no-risk, no-investment, but all the way up to $8,000 a week. Week one. So this is what's happening now. We got a little group in Texas. We got a little group here now in Atlanta. We got groups in Florida, right, who are building. When we launch Texas, I believe with the people we have here, and when we launch Georgia, there's a potential to have 20,000 people on the streets with American Wind when we get there for electric or gas. Okay? Now imagine this. If we had people making that money of 2,000 people, if we had 20,000 people on the books in Atlanta and we come here for gas, you know there would be people making 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, $80,000 a week. And a no-risk, no-investment opportunity. When we do that, everyone, people's heads will turn on their neck like the Exorcist. You did what? Oh, yeah. Let me get this straight, Robert. You got a brand-new person that made $20,000. You've been in Georgia for 1 week for gas? Uh-huh. Their first week? Uh-huh. I'm in. Right? How do you compete with that?
All I can say, if you think this opportunity looks good now, wait for 6 months from now. Wait till after next week. Game changes next week. A month from that, game changes again. If you think this is attractive now, wait until 6 months to a year. As Mr. Dean said, 36 months from now, we'll have 5 of the top 10 money earners in network marketing history in our company, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because there's no guys who's going to make sense. Does that make sense? Do not take this moment in time, everyone. You're here for a reason. This is your time, our time to shine. God bless you all. I'm going to turn it back to you, sir. Robert Dean, thank you. Everybody get them from Mr. Brad Hill. See? Now, see now, you guys, see, y'all see Brad sitting back in his nice suit and all that? You didn't know that he was a comedian, did you? See that? So we got real people at corporate, okay? Now, what I'm going to do because of time's sake, okay, Mr. Breitbart got something special he want to talk to you guys about, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to hold him to after lunch, okay? That way I know that y'all be back here on time, okay? Because you really don't want to miss that. But what I want to do here is I'm going to kind of switch gears here a little bit, okay? And I want to do a little recognition, okay? Now, what I want to do here is everybody that has hit the position of referring customer, because I know there's other teams here, and with Top Gun, we welcome everybody. Okay? If you've hit the position of a referring customer, I want you to come up in front of the room. Get them a round of applause. All the referring customers. Come on up here, okay? You got to come up here. Okay? Okay? Now, I want y'all to kind of split up here, stand on this side of the screen over here, all of, and then y'all stand on this side, okay? I want y'all to stand on this screen, get on the other side of the screen, okay? I don't want the light to blind you. Everybody go over a little bit, okay? Keep going over. Come over a little bit, sir, just a little bit here. Now, this one I want everybody to understand. When you look up here, okay, in the referring customer position, all you have to do is have 5 people on the American Wind product or 5 people on gas, electricity, or a combination, okay? This here is the whole foundation, people, of our compensation program. And what I want you guys to look at, this is just a portion of what Top Gun has done in the first 90 days. We've been over here 90 days, 90 days, okay? You know, along with other teams, this is, I want you guys to understand. Now, the reason why I want you guys to take a good picture of this here, remember I told you this, okay? 36 months from now, a lot of these people up here will be making more money than they ever made in their life, okay? A lot of people up here. Also, our events are going to get so big that just for the referring customer promotion, we're going to have a separate room just to promote it. Everybody with them. We're talking about having 10, 20,000 people we promote that weekend at referring customers. That's all this. That's what's going to be happening down the road, okay? I want you guys to understand that this is just the beginning, okay? This is no time to take a break. This is no time to celebrate too long, okay? This is just a footstep on your way to the top of the comp plan. And what I want you guys to understand, yes, we're going to have a lot of fun in this business. We're going to make a lot of money, but also we're creating something that's way bigger than you can even imagine, okay? Mr. Terry Breitbart, after lunch, and myself, we're going to be talking about some things on how you guys are going to be impacting the world, and you don't even know it. And Brad kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit when he told you guys that Sharia, because she got over 10,000 people on her team, that means every month her team is donating $10,000 a month towards charity people. That's helping people, okay? Okay, when with Sherrill, and a lot of you guys, like right there, you're referring customers. Now, some of you guys got way more than five people on your team, okay? You guys are going to be blown away with a lot of things that the company's going to be rolling out, okay, over the next year. But this is what I want each and every one of you guys to understand, okay? All of you guys should have 10,000 people on your team, and we should be promoting you to be donated $10,000 a month to charity out of your organization. Is everybody with on that, okay? So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate your hard work. This is just the beginning, okay? And I look for a real big thing. We have real high expectations out of our referring customers. So again, I want to personally congratulate you guys, and I want everybody to give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys, okay? All the new referring customers, thank you. Appreciate you, okay? All right, okay? 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 Now, the next promotion I want to do, this is a very, very important promotion here because these people have really got the butter from the duck. And in 90 days, okay, a lot of these people, they did it within the 90 days, but a lot of these people did it within a few weeks, a month or two, or what have you, okay? And these people have hit the position, and I mean, not hit the position, but these people have brought in 10 people on American Win products, okay? That means that not only do they hit referring customers, they don't personally sponsor 10 people. Everybody that have hit Go 10 with American Win and brought in 10 people, please come up and find a room and get them around the clock, okay? Come on up here, okay? Not only did they hit referring customers, they done personally brought in 10 people on American Win, okay? And what I want to do is I want an individual, Rick, come on out here, okay? I want him to introduce himself. This is Richard Holly out of Jacksonville, Florida, okay? I just want you to take a couple of minutes, tell people what your profession, okay? How long it took you to, how long you did the business, how long it took you to get 10, and tell them how many people you got in your group and so forth, and the system that you've been using.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mr. Breitbart, for putting this together. This company is great. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Robert, I appreciate you. And my wife isn't here right now, so I just want to say, honey, I love you. Thank you. Wherever she's at. Honestly, I've been in the military as an air traffic controller for 12 years active, and I still have about 3 more years left in the reserves. So, all right, no, 3 more years, I get my retirement, so I'm going to stay in. That's money. They owe that to me. I'm just going to take it. I won't need it, but I'm going to take it. My friend Richard himself brought me into this business, and he said, Rich, I have a business that you might want to look into. And I said, well, you know, Reg, I'm busy. I have other things that I'm doing. He said, trust me. And when people like an attorney, a doctor, they're already reputable. So if they're already reputable and they're in the business, and then they say names like Robert Dean, that just gets me excited. Because if I'm that close to the top, that means I'm going to get to the top. And what I learned, I've been in this business for 1 month. And I actually wasted time. I took 2 weeks to study this business. I went through all the training. I read everything up about it that I could possibly know. But how many knows that was really wasting time? I said, just kept, got in and started doing it. Well, after my 2 weeks, and I said it, I'm ready. And my wife said, honey, if you're going to do it right. And I said, okay. In 2 weeks, or let's say 2.5 weeks, I have right now 52 people in this business. And how I did that, real briefly, is that when we say get your 10, I got 20 in this business, personally. But the 5 that I picked, I knew were going to run with this business. What I did, I took 5 people that did not know each other. Because if you get the 5 people that know each other, what happens is that they get with their friends, and then their friends are already your friends. And so before you know it, everybody's together, and then you have nobody to talk to. If you get 5 people that don't know each other, those legs are going to spread out, and I don't even know everybody's in the business. I don't need to. They'll know my name, but I don't need to know them personally yet. But when we get to a place like this, they're going to know who I am. And just like everybody up here and what we're doing right now, everybody that's in your business is going to know your name, and so that we can build a legacy for ourselves and for our children and so on and so forth. So I just appreciate everybody.
All right, everybody get up and listen, okay? So I want you guys to understand, people, everyday, ordinary people doing this business, okay? Also, the next person I want to bring up is actually his sponsor. Now, this guy's an attorney. He's a pastor. He has a school, and he's doing this business. And he has hit the position of director. I want to bring to the front of the room Attorney Reggie Estelle. Give him a hello, everybody. I'm super excited to be here. I am an attorney. I've been practicing law 23 years, almost 50 years old, and the second half of my life is going to be phenomenal. Just listen to me. This business, nothing like it anywhere. Brad Tales just gave us a little piece of it. If you can get excited like I'm excited, like Richard's excited, like Robert D's excited, like Brad is excited, you will be at the top of this business in no time. Make it happen. I see my team in this room. It is exciting. And I'm excited. Now, what you got to do, I'm super busy. When I hear people say they're too busy, I don't have time for that. That's foolishness. You have time for this business. You can talk to everybody that you see, everybody you meet. If you're in the grocery store line, strike up a conversation. You don't waste a lot of time with people. We have the tools. This simple, and I'm going to give you what I do. Everyone you talk to, there's a new company coming to town. They're trying to get business from our energy company. And the rates are lower. So if you switch over, your electric bill is going to go down. Wouldn't you like this? People hate their electric company. Plus, they want to save money. You already got them. Then you say, and they want customers. If you help them and get customers, they're going to pay you for every customer. And they're going to give you a percentage of the bill for life. Can you believe it? They get stoked. They get so crazy. They want to ask all kinds of questions. Guess what? No more answers. I don't give questions. I don't have time. Give me your name. Give me your cell phone number. Give me your email address. I keep a note of all of that. I send them John's sizzle call, I send them my web address, and I wait for them to call me. Now, if I had time, I would follow up, and I'd have 5,000 people in the business already. But people call me back because the opportunity is so phenomenal. Just do it. It works. All right. Okay. So I want you guys to understand, people, this is a very, very powerful business opportunity we got here. And for a lot of you guys that make all these kind of excuses, we got all kind of people from all walks of life, from all different backgrounds and so forth. But one thing that all these people got in common is that they have a strong desire to win. So again, give them a round of applause. Go in with America Win. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Okay? Now, this is what I want you guys to understand. The next promotion is very, very dear to me because
in the position of director people and doing this within, see, we've just been in pre-launch the whole time because we've only been on here 90 days. As of this evening, we've gone full scale as an organization, as Top Gun, okay? And what I want you guys to understand is that these people have already hit the position of director with 100 or more customers in, I'm sorry, with 25 or more customers in 5 separate legs, okay? And so I want to bring these people up in front of the room, okay? The first person on the Top Gun team to hit this position, and she did it in almost 2 weeks, okay? Out of South Florida, I want everybody to give it up, top producer, Miss Deacon Simmons. Next person I want to bring up in front of the room, they hit the position of director. And I, when I tell you that this is one of the hardest working couples in the Top Gun team, the North American Power team, every time you see these couples, I'm telling you, they are always excited, exactly out of their mind. They're all the way from Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Jerry and Tracy Montgomery. Next person I want to promote, okay? Actually, not only has this person hit the position of director, but they are the only person right here in the Top Gun team that's the closest to every director with 100 customers and 2 legs. So all she got to do is get 3 more legs done, and she's going to hit every director. I want to bring you in front of the room, the top producer and the Napa of the month. I want everybody to give it up to Miss LaToya Chen. The next person I want to promote to director, this person is very dear to me as well, been with me in business now for about 10 years. And as of one of our directors, she has more people on her team outside of her city, okay, than any other director on our team. I want to promote to the director, a real good business partner of mine and a real good friend of mine, Miss Yvonne Berry.